Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it's just after 1 o'clock. I don't know what's happening outside your window, but I can tell you right now, the weather is definitely changing outside mine. It was really nice this morning. I sat out on the porch and had my coffee. Don't know if I want to be out there right now. So when I was going through school, which was a couple years ago, I'll acknowledge that. It was a few years ago. We took French. That's what was offered. That's what we took. We didn't have choices. But over the years, school curriculums have expanded, and they started to offer French and German and Spanish. And even, as I mentioned, my son took Mandarin one summer in a summer program. So it is nice when students have choices. But what happens when the choices are taken away and they only have one language to choose from? It seems to me like that's almost a throwback going back to when I was in school and we didn't have a choice. That's what's going on right now at Greater La Trobe Senior High School. Here to tell us about it and give us some perspective on how the students feel about this change is Kaylee Doucette-Zina. Welcome to the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline and welcome to the conversation.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here because, you know, this is one of those stories that could just have gone along and we wouldn't have been aware of it. And I'm guessing even some parents from the Greater La Trobe High School aren't even aware of this change. Tell us what's going on, Kaylee.
Well, essentially, last Friday, I was in my French class and our teacher announced to us that over the next 6 years, they'll be phasing out our French and German programs in order to implement a Spanish program K through 12, which, don't get me wrong, is wonderful. Young children are able to retain languages so much better learning from such a young age. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's really taking away options from students who aren't afforded the opportunity to learn these languages outside of school and who want to use them for a career. That's especially because, you know, there is such a big market out there for French and German speakers and translators in the U.S., and it's really disappointing to see. And, I mean, we have the most respect and the most, you know, just overall respect for our school board and our administration mm-hmm. and the decisions they make, but mm-hmm. we feel very strongly about this, and we don't agree with it. And there are many parents who don't agree with it as well, and community members, and we're really just trying to raise support and awareness.
Now, let me ask you this. How long have you studied French?
I have studied French for 5 years, and in studying okay. French for 5 years, I've been given the opportunity to start studying Russian as well. I got accepted to a program, an immersive program at Pitt for a month because of my ability to speak French.
And do you have a particular plan for your French, or is it just, like, I know my sister just loved the language. She spoke it fluently, yeah. and she wanted to travel throughout France, and so it was beneficial.
Yes. Personally, I would like to travel with the language, but I'm very interested in politics and government, so I would really like to do some work with that. That is another reason I decided to go on with the Russian program as well, to pick up a third language.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, you know, when, and a lot of times I look at job postings, job listings for generations, obviously, behind me, and often they look for multiple languages. They want you to be fluent in multiple languages, not just one or two.
Exactly. We're moving into a far more globalized world today, and it's very important that people know multiple languages. Don't get me wrong. Knowing a language and knowing it fluently is very important. But a big issue is the Spanish spoken in the U.S. is quite different from the Spanish being taught in in school. It's far more proper in school, whereas many native speakers in the U.S. have a very, what's the right way to say it, a very slangy way of speaking.
Yeah, it's like Spanish. A localized. Yeah, it's like a local. Exactly. I know that from having been to Spanish-speaking countries. And then I want to ask what your game plan is, but let me ask you this first, and I don't know if you know this or not. Has there been a decline enrollment in these other programs?
Yes, there has. That is the district's main reason for wanting to phase them out over the next 6 years. But after talking to many students enrolled in all three languages, we personally feel that there has been more of a push for students to take Spanish in comparison to French and German.
Okay, so if it's over the next 6 years, directly, that's not going to affect you, correct? Would that be correct?
Correct. It will not directly affect me. We're just trying to raise awareness and support for the students who won't have the opportunities that we had in school.
All right, so what's your game plan? How do you fight the high school? How do you get your concerns heard? What year are you in, by the way?
I'm a junior. I'm a rising senior.
Okay, okay. All right. So how do you get them to listen to you?
Okay, our game plan thus far has been mostly trying to raise awareness and support. That's especially why I emailed you and why I, you know, why I came on today to try to get awareness for this. We are trying to spread the word and hopefully up enrollment, which would definitely help with salvaging the programs. There are also a few students who are setting up meetings with both the school board and the principals at our high school. And there are a few students as well who are speaking at the next two school board meetings about the opportunities that French and German has afforded them and the risk that's being taken by getting rid of these programs. Me and another friend have been running around like crazy women, handing out flyers, putting up posters. We're just really trying to get that community awareness and support.
So it's not a done deal yet. Is that your sense that this is what they're thinking, but you might be able to reverse their decision?
Exactly. Our thoughts are, since they are phasing it out over a decently large period of time, we also have a good period of time to try and work against this. We're trying to take the most respectful and methodical approach. We don't want to, you know, seem over aggressive or seem like we're trying to, you know, start any big fight with the school district. We really just want to try and salvage these programs because they've given us so many opportunities and are going to be lifelong tools that we'll forever have.
Absolutely. Can I get you to hold on for just a minute? We're going to take a quick break, then I'll come back, and I just want to know if there's a website or any place we can direct listeners if they want information. Can you hang in there for a few?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Well, I was going to try to show off some of my French skills, but I decided against it. There are just some times that I know better than to embarrass myself on the radio. I am guessing that our guest, however, wouldn't have the same problem. She is Kaylee Doucette-Zina, and she is a rising senior at La Trobe Area Senior High School. And she is fighting, along with some other students, to see that their choices in language stays available. Right now, they have French and German and Spanish, but the plan is for the district to implement a K through 12 Spanish program. And so, Kaylee, what would you recommend then to our listeners, especially those who are in the La Trobe area and want to make sure they support your effort?
For those in the Latrobe area, I would definitely encourage showing up to our board meetings on the 11th and the 25th of May, I believe, where there will be student speakers discussing this. And I would also recommend signing our petition on change.org. It is called Save Latrobe Languages. Anything we can get, any support, would mean the absolute world to all of us.
And are you going to speak at one of those meetings? One of the school board meetings?
Yep.
Don't know yet.
I'm not positive. I would like to, but I have a very busy schedule. I work and I play lacrosse as well, so I have a lot going on.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, keep us posted. Let us know how this works out. You know, is it the most pressing problem in the world? Absolutely not. But is it important to you guys? For sure. And I think it encourages a larger conversation. I personally believe the more variety, the more options we can give our students, the better. And especially if this is something that students are interested in, that they may have a passion for, the more we can offer and fill those passions for young people, the better. So we thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking up the fight. And please keep us posted as to how it works out.
Of course I will. Thank you so much for having me today.
All right. Good luck.